You don't get a call, roll call?
Chair LaHare.
Here.
Mr. Forrester.
Here.
Mr. McKinley.
Here.
Here. Ms. Wells.
Here.
Mr. Weems.
Here.
Chief Quillen.
Here.
Okay, thank you all very much for being here either physically or via Zoom today. Before we begin the meeting, I'm going to read a statement in regards to meeting. A determination by the board that meeting electronically and limiting the physical presence of the public at the meeting is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare of all concerned. In light of the COVID-19...
I can't hear.
You can't hear him?
Nope.
I'm sorry. This is why I'm going to sit real close to the laptop. Yep. Okay. A determination by... You're fine. A determination by the board that meeting electronically and limiting the physical presence of the public at the meeting is necessary to protect public health, safety, and welfare of all concerned in light of the COVID-19 virus. So it looks like we will continue.
You get an affirmation from all of them.
Okay. It looks like we will continue this probably through the end of the year. Ms. Marshall is going to call roll call, and if you would please affirm that you understand the statement that's been read.
Okay, Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. McKinley?
Affirm.
Ms. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Weems?
I affirm.
Chief Quillen?
I affirm.
Chair?
I affirm. Okay. Next item on our agenda would be the approval of the October 6, 2020 business meeting. I hope that all have had an opportunity to review those. And after doing so, please, I would ask for a motion and a second to approve those.
I make a motion to approve.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Okay, motion by Mr. McKinley, second by Chief Quillen. All in favor of the minutes, please say aye. Oh, actually, we'll have to do roll call. I'm sorry.
It'd be nice. Mr. Forrester.
Approved, yes.
Mr. McKinley.
Approved.
Ms. Wells.
Approved.
Mr. Weems.
Approved.
Chief Quillen.
Approved.
Chair LaHare.
Approved. Okay, thank you all very much. Review of applications. We have one application before us today. It is the Sports Mill located at 600 East Market Street. We have two representatives here, Mr. Jody Millsap and Mr. Hunter Millsap. We're going to have y'all come up before the board. Ms. Chico is going to swear you in.
You can just kind of stand here so that they can see you on the camera.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give before the Kingsport Beverage Board today is the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay. Gentlemen, if each one of you would state your name and your home address for the board, please.
Jody Millsap, address 211 Wexler Street, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660.
And I'm Hunter Millsap. My address is 921 Spring Valley Drive, Kingsport, Tennessee, 37660.
Okay, excellent. So will one of y'all be speaking or both of y'all be speaking in regards to?
Either one, whichever. Okay.
So the first thing we're going to go through is obviously the business model and what you're going to follow, the policies and procedures, opening date. So which one of y'all would like to begin?
I'll be glad to. Our planned grand opening right now, tentative, is November the 20th. That's all pending, of course. We'd like to have a friends and family opening on the 14th. And our plans are on the 20th to have that be a grand opening where the chamber is there and we have a ribbon cutting ceremony, all that. But again, that's tentative with this and the health department and make sure everything gets completed there now. But we're on track there as far as the schedule.
Okay. And then as far as the sale of beer, policies and procedures in which you're going to identify those that you will be selling to?
Our plans are to ID everyone. I mean, if I purchase alcoholic beverages right now, I always have my ID readily available, even at 53. So our plans are to ID everyone.
Okay. Now, will you have a POS system that you'll be utilizing or anything that's going to require that they input the date of birth for the
No, we're not at this time. Just look at their license and make sure that they are of age.
Okay. From a staffing standpoint, training of staff in regards to the liability in which you, when you sell beer, and how to identify those that may have had a little bit too much and when to stop serving?
Yes, we will put those procedures in place. Right now, it's only going to be myself and Hunter. I've already got my server permit, so I've been through that training online, and it's very, I'll just say the least, very eye-opening from a liability standpoint, both criminally and civil. So we will make sure we adhere to that. And any staff members outside of, even family members, will be made aware of the policies that they've got to adhere to.
Okay. Will you be requiring or recommending that staff receive training as far as from a server standpoint?
Yes. Yes. So, I mean, I know the server permit from the state allows 61 days to serve for 61 days until you actually have to get that permit. I'm not a big fan of that, so I think I would require that they have that before ever starting work, because that's very good training. That 3.5 hour training is, like I said, an eye opening.
Okay. This is an on-premise permit. Is it confined to the interior of the building, or do you intend on having a patio area or anything of that nature?
Yes, our plans is to have a small patio adjacent to the alleyway. So we have a garage door that'll be up during business hours, and when that's up, it allows you to access a man door that can come and go, and that also be our handicap entrance. And we'll probably utilize about a 12 by 20 concrete patio area out there, but that's not including the alleyway. The alleyway is beyond that, so we'll stay on our property.
Okay.
And we'll have plans to have chains. They'll be chained off, and also have signs stating that no alcoholic beverages are allowed beyond those points. We've already got those on site.
Okay. Questions from the board of either one of the applicants?
No, sir. Food?
Yes, sir. Our plans are to have hot dogs, nachos. Nachos, chili, and cheese, and also hot dogs with cheese, and as well as popcorn.
Okay. Any further questions from the board? Operating hours?
I'll let you speak to that.
We've sent them in, but they're kind of tentative. I think we've got to get those approved. Monday through Wednesday, I think we have 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday, I think it's 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday would be 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 a.m. And then Sunday, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m.
And again, like he said, that's tentative. We've got to, you know, we got to see how the business is and the flow of traffic. So that will, you know, that'll be a ongoing learning process.
Okay. So in the permit process, the hours are required, so those will have to be submitted. Any variance or deviation from the hours will have to be also submitted back to the city.
Okay.
Should you decide to change the hours that you submit initially, okay?
Okay. And on a question on that, if we do decide we want to change, so those, before we actually make those changes, they need to be approved by this board. Is that the case?
You just need to send them to me so that I can put it in.
Okay,
your file.
All right, okay. Just
Correct.
Want to make sure that.
Correct.
So once we get them to you, then we're okay to alter those hours. Okay.
The board will approve initially the hours that you're going to give us, what you just tentatively gave us today.
Okay.
Now, should those hours change, all you have to do is report to Ms. Marshall, so that way she has it on record.
Okay, all right.
Okay. Sorry for having my back to you, gentlemen. Further questions from the board in regards to this applicant?
Are you going to have music?
We have not decided right now to have music. We have been, you know, there have been recommendations, requests. We may in the future, but currently there's no plans to have any music there. But it's not to say that we won't in the future. We've also been asked to have karaoke. We don't have any plans for that right now. But, it, you know, we will, this is new for me. I've got two other companies, but this is totally new for me. I know it is for Hunter. So it's kind of a learn and see how we go, you know. Crawl before you walk, walk before you run. So we'll just kind of let the public, the clientele, you know, kind of lead us in what direction that that we should go.
I'm trying to place exactly where that is on Market. I know it's 600 Walk. What businesses are
right China, China Walk is right in front of us. Okay. So if you go right behind China Walk, that's the alleyway between us.
Okay.
And we actually, China Walk's got a storage building back there that's pretty bad shape, and I just I've had it cleaned and painted over the past 2 weeks. So it's, you know, so when you go out to the patio, you're not looking at a raw cinder block wall. It's painted. We'd like to, our plans are to have a mural put there. You know, we got to check with the owner, of course. So we went ahead and painted it and made it a little bit better aesthetically without talking with the owner, but I don't think he'd really mind. I think it's Dr. Andy's. We will have non-alcoholic beverages as well, you know, water, Cokes. We've, I don't know if you're aware of, we purchased the icy machine from Wallace Newsstand. We'll have that in there as well. They're delivering it Saturday, so we plan to have that as well.
So is the theme going to be, it's a sports meal, so is it going to be a sports theme or?
Yes, and I'll let Hunter kind of elaborate on that. And it's actually those machines are being set up right now, so I'll let him kind of.
Yeah, it's going to be a sports theme. There's going to be two sports simulators in there. So they're about 13 feet wide by 10 feet tall, big screen on each one. You hit golf into it, baseball, football, all kinds of different. There's 30 plus sports that you can play on them. So that's kind of like the main attraction. The business.
So I'm sure you are familiar with Golf Amplified, are you?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a lot similar, very similar to that Golf Amplified. It's a different company that manufactures ours, but it has, instead of just golf, it has, like Hunter said, 30 different sports. So, and the closest one to this location that's public is Charlotte and Nashville, and we went to Nashville 2 weeks ago and trialed that one out. And they're actually, they arrived last Friday, and the installer is there on site now installing both of them. So that's what it'll be. It'll just mainly be for, you know, simulation.
More for entertainment versus, well, will you be teaching us how to swing a golf club?
That may come.
Right now, no.
No, not right now. Right, you know, right now the
leisure.
Yeah, just a leisure. You know, come and enjoy and you know, and with the time change now, it's hard to get out and golf after you get off work. So we'll try to accommodate those folks.
Okay, very good. As far as the application and everything is in order, we have a menu set, correct?
Yes, I just don't have a health permit.
They're coming this afternoon.
Okay.
So
all the sinks and everything are set to hopefully. Hopefully get that approval, but we'll have to wait on what they say, of course.
Okay. As far as the hours that you presented today, is that what you anticipate opening with?
Yes.
Okay. Zoning?
It's appropriate.
It's appropriate. Legal?
Yes, please. Jody Millsap, which one is Jody?
That's me. Yes, sir.
Mr. Millsap.
Yes, sir.
In your articles of organization, you have listed as your name of your company as Golf Mill LLC.
Yes, sir.
The name you have of the business entity seeking the permit is the Sports Mill. I think that sounds like a trade name you're using. The entity is actually the Golf Mill LLC. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. To elaborate on that, when we first set this this business up, our plan was to have a retail, golf retail, and then also have the sports bar linked to it. And we've since backed off on that golf retail and decided just to go with the sports thing. And in doing that, we didn't want everybody to think that, hey, all we have is golf. So we went and moved it to, from golf mill to sports mill. So it is, the attorney did all those changes. Hunter worked with her, with the attorney, Kim Roden. Do you want to elaborate on that, Hunter?
Yeah, she did the name change. So technically for the state, we can do either one. So I guess the sports mill is kind of our DBA name.
Okay, so the business entity is actually the Golf Mill LLC. Is that correct?
That's why the articles were originally set up, yes, sir.
Okay, then both of you agreed to amend your applications to say that the business entity seeking the permit is the Golf Mill LLC?
Sure, that'll be fine, okay. Yes.
Operating under the name of the sports mill.
Yes.
And please understand that the law, our law requires that if you change either one of those names, for whatever reason, you have to come back and get an application for that, a new application. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
if ownership changes, you have to come back and get a new application. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
You understand that the beverage board has the right to revoke your permit after a hearing if you fail to maintain the hours that you say you're going to maintain and to report the hours you're actually open to the beverage board?
Yes, sir.
To the secretary?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Just to make sure you know that. And you're also required to maintain a place where meals are actually and regularly served with adequate kitchen and sanitary facilities. I know you're getting your permit, great health permit. I also want you to be aware, are you aware that if you fail to maintain that permit, for whatever reason, the health department revokes it or whatever, that we can revoke your permit because of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. One other thing, you said you wanted to be outdoors. That has to be an approved outdoor service area by the board here. And so they'll need some sort of plan to show, it doesn't have to be real, doesn't have to be done by an architect, but that needs a plan showing where it's going to be and how you're going to fence it off. You said you're going to put chains up.
Yes.
Fence it. We just need something to do that before you're allowed to serve outside.
Okay.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And we won't, just to clarify, we initially we won't be serving out there, but I understand what you're saying. If the patrons want to go out there and consume it, so you want that layout beforehand, we'll get that to you. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
It says the beer, no beer should be served at tables, stools, or booths, or in any other manner or place outside of the building, except when a beverage permit includes an approved outdoor service area or sidewalk cafe dining facility.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Billingsley.
I hope everybody can hear me, by the way.
Okay. So, legal, upon the recommendation, those name changes will have to be take place on the application, and Ms. Marshall already has it ready for you. Let's see. And then, I think we took care of zoning.
Could I ask a question, please?
Absolutely, sir.
And I'm sorry. I'm a little confused in that, are you also going to have television showing sporting events such as, you know, football games, baseball, that sort of thing?
Six
in addition to this
simulator.
Game system.
Yes, sir. Six of those TVs, we've already got two installed. It will be a total of six. In addition to that, the simulators can act as TV screens as well, so they'll be linked to two different TVs.
Okay.
Sorry, I should have mentioned that. Yeah. And of course, we will have restrooms according to the code. We'll have ADA-approved restrooms, two of those on site.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. McKinley, for that question. And then, Chief?
It's fine.
Fine? Okay. Okay, so I would entertain a motion from the board in regards to this applicant.
I'll make a motion that we approve the applicant.
Okay, Mr. McKinley has made a motion to approve the applicant.
Mr. Chairman, could you make that subject to the outdoor part of it subject to approval of the board later when they bring the plan in for the outdoor service area?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Okay. I hope everybody heard this.
And second by Mr. Forrester. So the motion is to include hours that have been submitted during this meeting, a diagram displaying where the outdoor area will be set up and the barrier that's going to be used to
rope it off.
Exactly. And then the name change that has been that has come before the state already, and the applicants will sign that. So we have a motion and a second. Further discussion from the board.
Subject to the health permit, too.
And subject to the health permit, yes. Thank you.
I'm sorry, one more question, and it may have been covered. I apologize, I couldn't hear. Millsap is going to be open 7 days a week, or are you going to be closed one day?
Yes, sir. Our plan is to be open 7 days a week.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, further questions from the board? Hearing none, we'll have a roll call vote.
Mr. Forrester?
Yes.
Mr. McKinley?
Yes.
Ms. Wells?
Yes.
Mr. Weems?
Yes.
Mr. Cox?
Yes.
Chief Quillen?
Yes.
Chair LaHare?
Yes. Okay, gentlemen, if you don't care, I'm going to let you all sign the amended application.
And Jody's.
Okay.
Just initial right there.
What is today? The third. Yeah.
Correct. So the permit will be granted once you do bring in the Board of Health permit stating that you've been approved by the state of, by the board. As far as the outdoor area, that cannot be utilized until that has been turned into Ms. Marshall, and then zoning will look at it and approve it.
Okay. Yeah, we will have that layout to you by the end of the week, and hopefully we'll, after today, we'll know something from the health department if we need to do anything different or if it's approved.
Well, terrific. Gentlemen, thank you very much for your investment, especially in downtown. We hope that the business is very successful.
Okay. Thank you. One more question. The friends and family, that needs a wait as well, correct?
Well, as far as from an operating standpoint, you can do a friends and family now if you have not obtained a beverage permit, you cannot serve beer.
Okay. I just want to make sure that.
But
okay.
We I know if you have a health permit but have not obtained a beverage permit, you can still have a friends and family.
Okay.
If
not everything serve else. Alcohol.
Is, yeah, as okay. long as the building department is satisfied with where you're at and the health department. If you submit what's required for the beverage board before that day, it normally takes about a day if you get all the information to Ms. Marshall.
Okay. So once we have everything to you, then we're looking at about a day or maybe 2 days to get approval on the final. Okay.
Have you asked ABC for a liquor permit? Are you serving liquor?
No, sir. Okay. No, sir. Just a low alcohol content.
Okay.
Like I said, want to walk before we run.
Okay.
I don't even know if we'll ever even go down that road.
Okay.
Our plans are at this point in time not to.
Okay. Terrific. Gentlemen, thank you
all very
much.
Thank you all. Appreciate your all's time.
And y'all are more than welcome to stay, or?
Well, we didn't have a lot going on and trying to meet these deadlines, though.
Okay.
You know how it is.
That works. Okay, gentlemen, thank
you
all.
Thank you
all
for your time.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Okay, that takes care of our, did we lose? I'm sorry, hold on, John. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a technical difficulty. So in the meantime, Chief, how's retiring looking?
Looking better every day.
Looking really, really well.
Have you decided when your last day will be, or?
Yeah, December 31.
December 31.
Yeah.
Any plans to travel, or really not really right now, do a little fishing?
Probably two Tuesday nights a month, come down to the BMA, and probably one Tuesday afternoon a month, come here.
I like that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Somebody needs to sit down and talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Needs counseling, doesn't it?
Now, look, certainly some more fly fishing, and if we get a vaccine, some travel in the new year. That's the plan.
I hear Montana, you can really socially distance well in this and pretty good fly fishing.
That's where
Wyoming is, too.
Wyoming, yeah. Ennis. Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Yellowstone River and the Snake River are really good fly fishing areas down there.
But not to knock, we have some pretty good fly fishing here.
And you can social distance pretty well here, too.
I was going to say, over in Harlan County, you can social distance very well.
Yeah.
Just pick out a holler and go up.
That's right. I came out of one of those hollers.
Yeah.
Just make sure you know the person that owns the property.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, I'm going to pass out. I've got a couple things real quickly in regards to Boogie Mo. Go figure, this was an initial one. Neither printer was printed very well. And this is updated. Actually, I probably don't even need that one. I apologize. The printer was printing very well.
Would you like one too?
Sure. Thank you.
Good, easy reading.
Yeah.
How are we coming along?
I come back in. Let me start all over. Okay. There we go.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So we will now move on to unfinished business. And I guess the biggest thing is a follow-up report from Boogie Mo's. I'll read what I just handed out to everybody, and then we'll go from there. On Thursday, I might want to step back just a little bit. Sorry, I'll do this. So on Thursday, October the 8th at 3 p.m., both myself and Deputy Chief Phipps met with Mr. Tony Ramey, the permit holder of Boogie Mo's Bar and Grill at 871 West Center Street, to discuss the operation of his business as it pertains to operating under the guidelines set forth in the Kingsport Beverage Board Ordinance. It was observed that hours posted were not those that were presented on the application. Mr. Ramey stated they are currently operating 5 p.m. to 3 a.m. daily. At the time of our visit, a Tennessee restaurant inspection and health permit license were not available for viewing. He did not have the past inspection reported posted either. He stated that Ms. King, Tennessee Board of Health inspector, had visited the establishment but was denied entry by the cleaning person. We discussed the noise issue and live bands. He did not recall saying that he was not going to have live bands, but did recall saying that he was going to have bike rallies. He did state that he goes out in the parking lot and runs people off that are smoking marijuana. We observed two gaming machines that allow you to insert money to play. Mr. Ramey stated that they do not dispense money. At the time of our visit, they were powered off.
Bart says he lost the feed.
We got him back, yeah.
Okay. And then he said that his food suppliers were Sam's Club and Priceless Foods, and his beer distributors were Cherokee and Holston Distributors. He also stated he does not receive deliveries from beer distributors, that he goes to the warehouse and transports it back to his establishment. I invited Mr. Ramey to the Kingsport Beverage Board to be held on November 3rd. Provide him with the time and location that we meet. I ask that he come before the board to answer questions that the board may have and provide a plan for moving forward to address the issues that we talked about. And then in a follow-up, I spoke with the Tennessee Board of Health. He has not had a current inspection since 2019. He has not paid for his 2020-21 health permit, so he currently is not in good standing with the state of Tennessee as far as the Board of Health goes. I apologize, I gave all my amended copies away. What else did I have in there, Liz? Sorry.
It's okay.
The building's power as recently has actually been turned off. I believe about a week and a half ago, AEP disconnected his power, and Mr. Rowlett drove by this past weekend, I drove by this past weekend. They were operating on Saturday night. It's come to my attention they were actually up on Friday night, and they were there Saturday and then again yesterday. They've been operating with a generator. And the landlord states that Mr. Ramey informed them that he would be vacating the property by Sunday, November 8th. As of this time, he has still not paid his landlord since March for any rent due. The landlord was going to work with him due to COVID. There are numerous issues that I think that have come to light beyond the noise ordinance issues. So I will open it up to the board for discussion.
I would also ask Mr. Rowlett to give a report on the communication he had with Mr. Ramey.
Okay. Mr. Rowlett, Mr. Billingsley has asked that if you would inform the board in regards to the communication that you had with Mr. Ramey also.
Mr. Ramey, and it was sent to the address that Mr. Ramey listed on his application as the address for correspondence to be sent to with regard to any matters relative to the beverage board. My letter basically rehashed the conversations that Deputy Chief Phipps and Chairman LaHare had with Mr. Ramey, advised him that his presence was requested, though not required, at today's meeting. I provided the date, time, and location for the meeting. Also advised Mr. Ramey that, as with any permit holder, if he so chose, he could voluntarily relinquish his permit and would not be expected to attend the beverage board meeting if he did that. But it's my understanding that he has not come in to voluntarily relinquish his permit. So not only was he advised at today's meeting by Chairman LaHare verbally, but he also received correspondence from this office that gave him the date, time, and place in writing for today's meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Rowlett. So now that the information has been presented, I will open it up to the board as far as discussion to Boogie Mo's permit that they currently hold.
I guess I have a question, being a new person here. Obviously, he's not paying his rent. He's evidently didn't pay his electric bill. And I guess there's some other issues. Do these things by themselves, could they make one reject or retire the beverage permit?
As Mr. Billingsley stated to the last applicant, if they do not have a current Tennessee health permit, they are out of compliance with our ordinance. Now, I think we can let Mr. Billingsley or Mr. Rowlett elaborate to that.
I'd be happy to. There are several things that have come to light that apparently would at least give the board reason to ask for a show cause hearing. Number one, he was asked to come to this meeting specifically and failed to do so. He's not present. Not any communication otherwise that he wouldn't be here. The failure to appear when requested by the beverage board to address problems that they've had down there is problematic. If in fact he has no health grade on his restaurant operation, that's a ground for revocation potentially. The fact that he hadn't maintained the hours and never really reported any hours other than the ones he initially reported is a violation of the ordinance, which we talked about last time. All those together, and I suppose operating on a generator, I can't imagine how you can operate a business on a generator. May impact the public health and safety. I don't know, fire department might be really interested in that, but all those combined would give the board reason to ask for a show cause hearing at the next board meeting. I would, if he's out of business the 8th of November and he surrenders his permit, which he's required to do if he's out of business, then there'd be no reason to have the show cause hearing. Otherwise, we can write up it's not really a charge letter, but it's a letter explaining to him what the charges are that the board has against him, and we're going to have a show cause hearing at the December
first meeting,
whatever date that is in December, to determine whether to revoke his permit or not. Those are all grounds for the board considering determination of the permit. It's up, you know, and based, it's not based on what's said here today, it's based upon what you hear at that hearing as to whether or not there are sufficient grounds. But it's always has to do with the, protecting the public health and safety and making sure that it complies with our ordinances. Which, by the way, all these applicants, when they sign that application, there's a provision in there somewhere that says they've read and understand all the ordinances. So this idea that I didn't know or whatever, they might not have known, but it's not our fault they didn't know.
Well, and speaking to that really quick, Bart and I also made some changes to that thing that they signed that stressed, I mean, not that they can make an excuse anyway that they've not got it, but this one, when they sign it, they're saying they will read that and make sure that they understand all the attachments that I give them. So, I mean, they sign it anyways, but it's just it just leaves no room for doubt from here on out.
I had actually spoken with Ms. Marshall in regards to the application and having them either initial and or sign each page. I think that there are definitely things in place already that have been in place, and it sounds like we're going to continue to update that to better inform all applicants. But no, Mr. Billingsley is correct. Every applicant is supplied that upon receiving the application. So any permit holder should know what their responsibilities are to operate within the Kingsport city limits within the with the permit that's provided by this board. It sounds to me like we have sufficient reason to bring Mr. Ramey in for a show cause hearing. It was my understanding that when Chief Phipps and I visited him that he was going to surrender his permit after October 31st. He has not done so. It would be my recommendation that we do issue a show cause hearing for Mr. Ramey. Therefore, it will be on record that a show cause hearing has been issued. Even if we do not have to have a show cause hearing, should Mr. Ramey come before this board again seeking another permit within city limits, it will be on record of his actions and the way he operated this past business. So I will put that forward to the board as a recommendation and a motion. So we have a motion and second by Chief Quillen. Further discussion from the board in regards to Boogie Moe's or questions?
Does he have water?
So Mr. McKinley asked if he has water. To my knowledge, the property owner has kept the water and the gas in their name. He's delinquent on the gas side of it, I think, 5 or 6 months. I'm not aware of the water. I spoke with the property owner earlier today, and that's when I was informed that he had spoken to Mr. Ramey, and Mr. Ramey has intentions of moving out by this Sunday, the 8th. Once again, we are going on what somebody has said. We don't know if that will be fact. So that is why I'm asking for a show cause hearing. We have a motion and a second. Further questions from any board member or anyone else?
So, Mr. Chairman, if I might just really quick detail that. So it's the fact that he doesn't have a health permit where he's not kept his hours current with the board. He doesn't have power to the building as far as we know. He is... been closed and opened, and apparently we don't know when he's operating. And he's advised you that he was going to turn his permit in but failed to do so. Those are the reasons, I guess, for the request for the show cause hearing.
That is correct, yes, Mr. Billingsley. Okay, so, and if you could not hear Mr. Billingsley, reason for requiring the show cause hearing would be one, that a Tennessee health permit is not in compliance. They do not have a health permit. Two is the hours stated on his door and on his social media site and the hours that he provided us are not being held to. The hours have changed. Three, Mr. Ramey had been invited to this meeting to answer questions. And fourth would be no power at the building, provided at the building, which from a safety standpoint seems to bring in raise a lot of concerns. So those are the issues that we are looking to address with Mr. Ramey. So hearing no further questions, I will ask Ms. Marshall to call roll call. Okay.
Mr. Forrester?
Approve the motion, yes.
Mr. McKinley?
Approve.
Ms. Wells?
Approve.
Mr. Weems?
Approve.
Mr. Cox?
Approve.
Chief Quillen?
Yes.
Chair LaHare?
Approve. Okay, motion carries. Thank you all very much. We have one more item on our agenda, and that would be from Chief Quillen in regards to our current reports.
Nothing to report.
It's been a good month. Chief Quillen's going to try to go out on a high note. Speaking earlier, it looks like December 31st will be his last active day with the police department. If you all do not know, Chief Quillen has decided to retire. He has stated, though, that it, was that on record that you stated that you'll be here on TT's? He stated that he is going to enjoy time with his family and actually getting to go fly fishing just a little bit.
He'll be here as often as the other former chiefs have been here.
So with that said, we will adjourn the Kingsport Beverage Board at 2:15 p.m. on November 3rd. Thank you all very much for your time.